My name is Scott Colby, and we are here with a really special guest, Tom Venuto. Now, many people on this call are probably already familiar with Tom because he's very well known as a fat loss expert, natural bodybuilder, and the author of the best-selling ebook, Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle, which you can find online at www.burnthefat.com. Tom's newest website is the Burn the Fat Inner Circle at burnthefatinnercircle.com, which is a members-only online fitness community for people following the Burn the Fat program or for anyone who wants answers to questions about diet and training and anyone who wants ongoing support and motivation. And Tom is a guy who has been in the trenches himself for years, but he also has the academic background to go with it. He received his bachelor's degree in exercise science. He's certified through the NSCA as a personal trainer and strength and conditioning specialist, and he's a member of the American College of Sports Medicine, the International Sports Sciences Association, and all of the major obesity research societies. But Tom is a lifetime natural bodybuilder, so he definitely practices what he preaches. He's had his body fat tested numerous times at below 4%. And on that note, this call today is going to focus primarily on questions about how to get very lean, single-digit body fat, or even competition or photo shoot ready. So it's with great pleasure that I welcome Tom Venuto. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you asking me back for a second call.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking an hour out of your time to be here. So got a lot of great questions in from the listeners. I'm excited to have you on the call, Tom. So you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
All right, perfect. Well, Tom, first question came in, says, I know it mainly depends on your genetics, but I'm a naturally lean person, and I've worked hard to put on quite a bit of muscle for my upcoming first-time bodybuilding competition. Wondering how probable is it to get lean for a competition without burning away a lot of muscle in the process? That's a big fear for a naturally high metabolism guy such as myself.
Well, when you're really lean, that fear of losing muscle is a legitimate concern. I've heard on more than one occasion some experts saying as a blanket statement that, oh, this fear of losing muscle on dieting is all blown out of proportion. And that's probably true for overweight and obese people. And the reason is overweight people have this huge energy reserve. They have all these calories stored up. So from a biological point of view, they're not really in danger of starvation, are they? I mean, if they're really extreme with calorie cutting and they're on low protein, you know, they'll lose muscle. And if they're not weight training and they're in an aggressive calorie deficit, sure, an overweight or obese person could lose muscle. But it's not the obese person that really has to worry so much about muscle loss. It is the person who wants to get lean for a competition, and especially that naturally high metabolism person you mentioned, which we usually call an ectomorph. It's even more case for caution. So, I mean, we have some really interesting research that's been done on nutrient partitioning and calorie deficits, which basically it proves the obese person can handle a larger calorie deficit without worrying about losing muscle. So I would have no problem telling the overweight person, take an aggressive calorie deficit, 30% below your maintenance, or even 3 pounds a week of weight loss, but I would recommend a smaller deficit for that person getting ready for the competition who's already lean, especially the ectomorph, and go for 1 or 1.5 pounds per week of weight loss for the lean person. And that's going to help prevent the loss of lean body mass. It's definitely no coincidence that bodybuilders and most figure and fitness competitors set a goal to lose only 1 pound a week before a competition. On TV, they may be losing 25 pounds a week, but you ain't never going to see that with a bodybuilder. Okay, that, you know, they're not getting more than 10, 12, 15 pounds out of contest conditions. So that's 10, 12, 15 weeks out. They're going to start and they're going to take the body fat off really slow because this is a physique athlete. And a physique athlete, especially the bodybuilder, the game isn't to lose weight. The game is to be as lean as possible while retaining as much muscle mass as possible. You can't afford to lose muscle. You can't afford faster weight loss if muscle goes along with it. You know, and if you're already lean, you're more likely to lose lean mass. Think about it from a biological perspective, and you'll really understand it. If you have really low body fat, your body sees that alone as starvation. But your body gets feedback about your state of energy balance in two ways, the amount of calories coming in and the amount of body fat you have left. So calories go too low, your body thinks it's starvation, and there's metabolic adaptation, and hunger hormones go haywire. But also, if you're really lean and you have no body fat left, that's a starvation signal in and of itself. Low fat stores signals your brain, says, hey, we're starving. At that point, if there's hardly any food coming in and there's hardly any fat stores, is that a cause for alarm in biological terms? Yeah. What if food stopped coming in all of a sudden? From the evolutionary perspective, if you're in that situation 10,000 years ago, the food just stops coming in, the famine, and there's hardly any body fat, who is more likely to survive longer, lean guy or the fat guy? The fat guy, definitely. It's got, body fat has survival value. So that's why the biologically programmed response is to slow down fat loss, increase appetite, and shed muscle when you're that lean and you're not taking in a lot of calories. What do you do about it? I've been asked this question a lot lately. So, I mean, I've put together a punch list, and I give this to a lot of people. One is a conservative calorie deficit. Two is adjust the deficit so you're only losing a pound a week, pound and a half a week at the most. Three, forget about bulking up. Stay lean. Stay as lean as you can. It's just too much work to have to diet down. Think of it this way. The more body fat you have on you, the longer your period of dieting is going to be leading up to the show. I mean, do you really want to be in caloric deficit for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? Isn't it easier to go from 9% down to 4% than it is to go from 18% to 4%? It's a lot easier. Number four is very high protein. The protein has a muscle-sparing effect. Number five is to pull back your intensity and volume a little bit when you get really lean, because some bodybuilders and people who are really into their weight training, they just attack it every time. And when you do really intense weight training like that, it breaks down muscle tissue. That's part of the muscle growth process, is you get micro tears, there's micro trauma to the muscles. You're literally breaking down muscle tissue. And that gets rebuilt based on hormonal situation and recovery and nutrition. So now if you tear down muscle, but you're not putting in the nutrition that you need to rebuild that, you're just tearing down muscle. And then you're tearing down muscle and tearing down muscle. So you pull back on the intensity a bit as you get leaner and leaner. Six is to use refeeds, which we did talk about on the other call, which basically means use a carb cycling approach, which once or twice a week, just bring your calories back up, mostly from carbs, up to maintenance level. And that idea is just to tell your body you're not starving. That can help you retain some muscle. When you're already lean, bottom line is be conservative.